time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for cloudy skies today with a high only around 33, mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 24. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. The Wayne County Health Department reported no new positive cases of the coronavirus Saturday. The total number of lab-confirmed positive cases remains at 1,301. 45 people who were lab-confirmed positive cases have passed away. Two are reported as being hospitalized and 120 are isolating. The health department did report one antigen-probable reported case, a male in his 50s. There have been 129 probable reported cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County. Of those, 15 people are currently isolating along with being actively contact traced, and the county has several other probable cases that are in the process of contact tracing. The Illinois Department of Public Health Saturday reported 6,717 new cases of the coronavirus and 99 deaths. Statewide totals are at 1,024,039 cases and 17,494 deaths in all 102 Illinois counties. Media reports Saturday indicated two of the deaths were from Jefferson and Marion counties. More news after this break.
One of the things that's often overlooked in the discussion about Second Amendment rights in the United States, it's not just about hunting, and it's not just about self-defense. It's about defense of sovereignty against tyranny. A government and a people that it represents should live harmoniously, but there should never be a disadvantage to the people against their government if the government ever decides to flex greater rule and authoritarianism. Tune into The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Area river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield has dropped below the 17-foot flood stage and is at 16.46 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 7.84 feet. Flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 15.97 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City stands at 5.64 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel is at 11.12 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Dry weather is expected to continue in the region with no rain or snow forecasted through at least next Saturday. Media reports indicate a Johnson County Ford dealership was destroyed by fire late Friday night. The Bob Harper Ford dealership in Vienna, Illinois, was destroyed by a fire that started before 7:30 p.m. Friday. When firemen first arrived on scene, they reported finding the building heavily involved in smoke and flames. The report said firemen were on scene well into Saturday morning for at least 7 hours. At least 70 firefighters from 10 fire departments fought the blaze. No injuries were reported from the fire. The dealership has been in business for nearly 40 years. Criminal justice and police reform were the big topic of the day in the Illinois legislature Saturday. A Senate committee heard testimony on a 611-page bill that makes changes to use of force policies, ends cash bail, and eliminates liability protections for officers. Law enforcement is pushing back on several aspects of the bill, but Senator Kimberly Lightford of Maywood says something needs to change.
We in the Black Caucus, we respect law enforcement. We know you're very critical to our communities. We need your support and your protection in our communities, but we want you to protect us and not harm us. And for the most part, we're harmed.
Additionally, Attorney General Quayle Riel is rolling out legislation to improve the police certification process and address officer misconduct. Whether you're looking to do some ice fishing or traveling on untreated roadways, local authorities are reminding all residents of the dangers ice can bring. Conservation Police Captain John Williamson says fishermen looking to get on the ice of area bodies of water need to be very careful this time of year. He says while ice may look like it's thick enough, you need to make sure before you get too far away from shore.
We are not like the northern states where we get the huge amount of ice where you probably ever want to take a four-wheeler or a car out on the ice. You know, that they do that up in the northern states when they get, you know, a couple feet of ice. For us, we're just mainly worried about somebody walking out of the ice. And the minimum you want to look for is 3 inches of ice. So if you can have a ice auger or something like that where you can measure it and get through the ice, that's the best way to check it. Something that kind of is always a thing we deal with is that first ice is always some of the strongest ice when it first comes on in the year. It's later in the year, as you may have had up to a foot of ice on the lake, but then later in the year as it starts to melt, attracts to the surrounding shoreline, everything else, and it melts that ice first. So it makes it more dangerous. You may have 6-8 inches of ice out towards the middle part of a lake, but as it gets later in the year and the ice starts melting back, you may only have an inch right at the shoreline. You need to keep that in mind and make sure that you're safe and where you're going. And if you're going out for the first time and able to dig, have an ice auger, have a hole as you start drilling holes as you go out to make sure that ice is still staying safe.
Captain Williamson says if you are seeking out the thickness of ice in a particular area near you, your local authorities are likely not going to know the answer to those questions, as ice and its thickness is not something they monitor daily, which is why he is encouraging caution and safety when embarking on an icy area. That's the news. We'll check the area deaths next.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do it all with confidence, kindness, and strength. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life, what matters to me is that you keep doing. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Introducing a breakthrough in time management technology. A whole new day of the week. It's called Someday. Ingenious. Perhaps someday you are going to go skydiving. Enter a hot dog eating contest. Maybe ride a mechanical bull. Now it's on the calendar. You may want to retire someday. Ready for that? You'll really want this. A My Social Security account. At socialsecurity.gov, you can estimate your future benefits, plan for your retirement, and how to save for it. If you already receive benefits, you can manage them online. Millions of people already have a My Social Security account. In fact, someone opens one about every 6 seconds. Get yours today, because someday is here at socialsecurity.gov.
TOC Direct Media is a fast, fun, and flexible place to work. Email jobs at originalcompany.com why you'd like to be on the TOC Direct Media marketing team. Jobs at originalcompany.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. James Jim Musgrave died January 8th in the home of his daughter Jill Andrews. He served in the Navy from 1952 until 1955 and retired as a partner in the Wayne County Speed Shop in 1995. Surviving are children James Gibber Musgrave, Jill Andrews, Marianne Brownson, and Gina Musgrave, all of Fairfield, and Julie Moore of Columbia, South Carolina. Two sisters, Janet Kent of Fairfield and Janie Garrison of Florida. 13 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 3 nieces, or rather 3 nephews, and 1 niece. Graveside services for Jim Musgrave will be held at 1:30 Monday afternoon at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield, with military rites provided by the Anthony Wayne American Legion Post 176 and the Wayne Memorial Post 4535 VFW. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery and observe social distancing. Neil's Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 98-year-old Flora resident Leslie Bacon Leland Coons died Thursday morning at Flora Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. He had attended the First Christian Church in Flora. A graveside ceremony for Leslie Bacon Leland Coons will be held at Elmwood Cemetery and will be announced at a later date. The Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora is in charge of the arrangements. 34-year-old Flora resident Dustin Logan Barnes died Wednesday afternoon at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. Surviving are his parents, Lori Upton of Flora and David Barnes of North Carolina, 2 daughters, Jaclyn Barnes and Riot Hutchison, brothers Trevor Barnes of North Carolina and Leighton Barnes of Mason, stepbrothers Cole Hosselton of Altamont and Logan Hawkins of Flora, nephews Kylan and Lawson Barnes, grandmother Mary McPeak of Louisville, and many aunts, uncles, and cousins. Private family services for Dustin Logan Barnes will be held. The Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora is in charge of the arrangements. 99-year-old Doris Virginia Berg died early Friday morning at Country Health Nursing Home in Gifford, Illinois. Surviving are her children, Stephen Berg Hansen of Prescott, Arizona, Jeffrey Berg of San Antonio, Texas, Julie Ehler of Urbana, Janet Nadier of Pekin, Illinois, and Joyce Berg Hansen of Phoenix, Arizona, several grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren. Interment for Doris Virginia Berg is to be planned at a later date in Wood National Cemetery near Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora is in charge of the arrangements. Contributions are suggested to the Association for of Baptists for World Evangelism. 83-year-old Mattoon resident James Dean McDowell died Wednesday. J.D. McDowell survived by 3 children, 4 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and siblings Glenna Harrison, Sue Murphy, Judy Humphrey, Donna Tatman, Dina Hartke, and Jerry McDowell. Services for J.D. McDowell will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation from 10:30 until service time. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the local arrangements. 75-year-old Xenia resident Robert Andrew Stewart died Tuesday. Bob Stewart is survived by children Stacy and Jeffrey, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, 1 sister, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Bob Stewart will be held at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation was held Saturday evening. Interment will be in Oddfellows Cemetery in Xenia. 80-year-old Sims resident Gerald Ray Legg died Monday, January 4th. Gerald Legg is survived by his wife Patricia, children Lanny Legg, Lana Berner, and Lisa Scarborough, 6 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, and sisters Joanne Holmes, Joyce Day, Kay White, and Rhonda Vanway. Services for Gerald Legg will be held at 10:30 Tuesday morning at Pin Oak Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at wfiwradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
The farm family is the backbone of our local economy. TOC Direct Media, Best One Tire, First Robinson, and First Vincennes Savings Bank are teaming up to honor an area farm family as the annual Best One Tire Ileana Farm Family of the Year. The selected family will be introduced January 28th in a virtual ceremony. Nominate a farm family today in the Best One Tire Southern Ileana Farm Family of the Year. Nominate at WFIWRadio.com. WFIWRadio.com.
Are you ready for extreme cold this winter? Hi, this is Rick Shanklin with the National Weather Service. Arctic air intrusions, when combined with brisk winds, can lead to dangerously cold wind chills. People exposed to extreme cold are susceptible to frostbite in a matter of minutes. Limit your outdoor exposure and stay safe this winter. Stay informed through this station and at weather.gov/WRN.
Here's your sports update. College basketball yesterday, Evansville over Illinois State, 57-48. Missouri State over Valparaiso, 81-68. Ohio State over Rutgers, 79-68. Tennessee over Texas A&M, 68-54. Kentucky beat Florida, 76-58. Alabama over Auburn, 94-90. Mississippi State over Vanderbilt, 84-81. Arkansas over Georgia, 99-69. LSU over Ole Miss, 75-61. Number 1 Gonzaga over Portland, 116-88. Top 25 action, Baylor over TCU, 67-49. Texas over West Virginia, 72-70. Kansas over Oklahoma, 63-59. Creighton beat St. John's, 97-79. Duke over Wake Forest, 79-68. Texas Tech over Iowa State, 91-64. Virginia over Boston College, 61-49. Women's college basketball, Bradley over Southern Illinois, 80-68. NFL playoffs, the AFC wildcard playoff, Buffalo over Indianapolis, 27-24. NFC Wild Card Playoffs, Tampa Bay over Washington, 31-23. The LA Rams over Seattle, 30-20. In the NBA, Phoenix over Indiana, 125-117. Charlotte over Atlanta, 113-105. Miami beat Washington, 128-124. Milwaukee over Cleveland, 100-90. San Antonio over Minnesota, 125-122. Dallas over Orlando, 112-98. Denver over Philadelphia, 115-103. Portland over Sacramento, 125-99. NFL today, Chicago is at New Orleans in the AFC wild card. That can be seen on CBS. And Chicago is at Los Angeles today in NBA action at 3 o'clock. College basketball, Illinois hosts Maryland tonight. That game can be heard on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, airtime at 6 o'clock. That's your sports update. And the area weather, cloudy today, a high of 33, mostly cloudy tonight, low around 24, mostly sunny Monday, a high of 36, sunny and warmer Tuesday, a high in the mid-40s, mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday. Highs of 48 Wednesday, 50 Thursday, partly sunny and cooler Friday with a high of 40. Present Fairfield temperature is 28.